Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Paul Stako is the owner of Big Charlie's Saloon in Philadelphia, brought to you by AG Power. John Deere, experience all that John Deere has to offer at Ag Power and by Papa Murphy's. Papa Murphy's, get any medium two-topping pizza for just $6.99 in-store or at papamurphys.com. So, Paul, how exactly did you become a big Chiefs fan?
1970, my father put a bet in. He bet the Chiefs. He said, basically, if they win, I get a bike. The next day, I had a bike. The next year, I was loyal to them, and I stood that way the whole way. That's basically the whole story in a nutshell.
So from a game in 1970, you became a lifelong Chiefs fan.
Yes.
Living in South Philadelphia, which is basically blocks from where the Eagles play. How was your childhood growing up, knowing that everybody around you was a Eagles fan and you were rooting for somebody else?
Yeah. Well, my friends actually jumped on board with me because I was so passionate. So I recruited a couple of guys very young. So to us, it wasn't unique because we had six, seven, eight of us that was on board with the Chiefs at that time in the 70s and then in the 80s. And then when my father passed away in 1983, we went from my house to the bar, and every year it grew after that.
So how did it actually evolve into you having a bar?
Well, my father bought the bar in 1972, and he passed away in 83. You know, we're basically, me and my friends actually started hanging basically in a bar at that time.
And it just kind of took off from there and became this place to watch the Chiefs play. And for a lot of that time, Paul, the Chiefs weren't very good. I mean, so how did you keep up the, you know, especially living in, I guess, enemy territory now going into this week's game?
Yeah.
How did you manage to live through all that when the team wasn't any good?
Yeah. Bob, I think that's just character. We have character around here. In South Philly, you have character. You just have, you know, you built, you know, It's easy to like the Cowboys, the 49ers. I think it's a little bit harder to hang in there when a team that's not so good. And we did that, and we reaped the benefits.
So now this week, it's just going to become too busy for you to stay open. How tough was it to shut down this weekend of all weekends?
Well, very tough. We haven't been closed for, you know, even, I mean, other than the pandemic, We've never been closed. So we basically sold 100 tickets, and they went in one day. They were going in one day. So Tuesday, the next day, we basically had people reaching out for us. Oh, we're in, right? Basically thinking that, and then we're saying, okay, we'll go to 150. Then we had more calls. And basically we would have had, we would have needed 300, a place that could hold 300 people, which is, this is basically a house. It's not a big place. So it was, who do you cut off? Who do you make? So the decision wasn't hard at the end of the day. It was something that had to be done. I couldn't tell half the people they couldn't, you know, especially the people that have been here for 30 years that had our backs. I couldn't tell them you couldn't get in. I couldn't do that. So it was either all of us or none of us. If we were playing anybody but the Eagles, we would have had outdoor accommodations. That we didn't want to do that. We don't want to basically do that. We wanted to keep it in house, figuring 100, but it wasn't enough. We would have needed three of these places to make it work.
So that's what I was going to ask you. How much of this was because of the opponent? If this was the 49ers or somebody else in the NFC playing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, how much easier would it have been to pull off by closing the streets down and having everybody there?
Oh, we would have did it, Bob. Bob, we had the permits. We had everything done. This was already done. We had a big screen TV. We had a bar. I mean, we've already done this 3 years ago. We've done it with the Niners. This was a done deal. It's just in the middle of the city. We just thought to do the right, thing was keep it small, thinking 100 would have been sufficient. But we would have needed, I mean, we would need three of these places.
Paul Stako is the owner of Big Charlie Saloon in Philadelphia, the Arrowhead East of America these days. How many people show up on a normal basis to watch a Chiefs game with you?
In September, basically 100. There's basically 50 regulars, and then we get like 50 people randomly. They come like from, you know, like Kansas City, you know, all over, New York, L.A., I mean, all over. So about 100 fans come during a week. During the game day.
You've had a lot of cool experiences at that bar, from Dick Vermeil showing up to Maria Spagnuolo attending bar in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, Spags bringing
that
trophy back.
Yeah.
Like, what's been the coolest moment for you guys as a bar being associated with this team right now?
So many, Bob. I mean, from Rich Gannon's father hanging in here. I mean, Joe Valerio's father hanging in here. Like, these guys come here, they're old-timers, and basically they come here, they feel the vibe. It's an old-school bar. It's a little house. It's not a big place. People come in and go, oh, wow, I thought it was much bigger than this. It's not a big place, but there's a vibe. There's a family atmosphere. You can ask people to come, have been here. It's once you get here, I think you get it. It's hard to explain until you get in the bar. Once you get in the bar, you kind of get it.
So, Paul, where are you going to watch the game now?
I'm going to watch it here, to be honest with you. I'm going to watch it here. Maybe we're 3-4 guys. I'm staying here. I'm going to stay in a bar. I'm going to lock the doors. Like I said, I got to be in my house. This is my house. I got to be here. So, for me, I'm going to be here with about 4 or 5 guys.
What's it been like for you over the last 10 days since both teams have clinched a berth in the Super Bowl? I can imagine you probably are excited, but at the same time, looking around and going, oh, my God, if this is anything like the Link, we could be in some trouble.
Yeah, well, Bob, this is like our neighborhood, so people get it. Any nonsense we would get would come from outside people. We've been doing this for 40 years, so people kind of get what we're about. They know the story. There's not going to be bullshit. Now, as far as outsiders, who knows? You know what I'm saying, Bob? I don't know. I can't say for that, but, you know, I don't worry about it too much, to be honest with you.
All right. The matchup itself, you're living right there in the middle of it. So how do you see Philly and KC?
Well, we got 15 and 8. They don't have him. And I think Andy Reid, I think the players are going to play for him. They really, listen, no matter how you say it, he was fired by that team. You could pat a guy on the way out. You could kick him in the butt. A firing is a firing. A firing is a firing. They fired him. They told him, you're the problem. I think Andy Reid wants to get him. I think his players are going to rally. I think they're going to win the game. I do. I think it's going to be a tough game. I think the Eagles are tremendous. I think we're tremendous. And I think it's going to be a tough game, but I think we're going to come out ahead.
All right, Paul, I'm going to pin you down for a score. Brought to you by AG Power. Whoa. John Deere. Experience all that John Deere has to offer at AG Power and by Papa Murphy's. Papa Murphy's, get a medium two-topping pizza for just $6.99 in-store or at papamurphys.com. Paul, give us a score. Come on.
30-27, Chiefs.
I like it.
I like it a lot. What's Monday morning going to be like waking up in Philadelphia, seeing the fans knowing they not only lost to the Chiefs, but they lost to Andy Reid?
Well, I don't know about the outside, but I'll be in here with a couple of my friends, and I think it's going to be pretty good in here. I'm guessing it's going to be pretty good.
Paul, we appreciate the time, my man. Thank you.
Can't wait for Spags to deliver you another trophy. We need Spags to bring another trophy soon, all right?
That sounds good to me.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Paul Stako is the owner of Big Charlie's Saloon, otherwise known as Arrowhead East.
There you go.
Brought to you by Ag Power John Deere. Experience all that John Deere has to offer at Ag Power and by Papa Murphy's. Papa Murphy's, get any medium two-topping pizza for just $6.99 in-store or at papamurphys.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.